From the News Center, a news focus.
As America commemorates the 47th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the decision that legalized abortion, we hear from Michael Chicacioppo, the director of the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation, on how Americans are feeling these days about the issue.
I think from the polls that we've seen, people, when they find out what Roe v. Wade actually allows, that it allows basically with Doe v. Bolton, the other Supreme Court decision that was decided at the same time, that it allows abortion up until the moment of birth. And people have been under the misconception because the mainstream media and the pro-abortion forces have led them to believe that somehow abortions were really only allowed up in maybe the first trimester, and you know, then there were restrictions after that, but there really aren't. So people who find that out generally are against abortion up until the moment of birth. And so there's been a shift that way. Now, there are still probably a slight majority of people who might believe that abortion early in pregnancy is somehow okay. But all the way up until birth, people don't go along with that. And I think we have helped to educate people across the country that Roe versus Wade means, you know, abortion on demand for any reason, and unless the states have had a chance to restrict it, and that's been approved by the Supreme Court.
What's next for Roe v. Wade?
I mean, we believe that we're closer now than we've ever been before in the last 47 years, because we believe that we do have on the Supreme Court a majority of justices who look to the Constitution for guidance in governing this country. And the Constitution nowhere mentions abortion or gives any right to abortion.
Hear our full interview with Michael Chicacioppo of the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation tomorrow after the news at 5 o'clock on our WPGM Community Forum program. With the WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.